I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. And the next talk, effect on ethylene inhibitor 1-MCP methyl cyclopropene on soybean flour and pod abortion under high temperature stress, presented by Jana Goriaman Madurai Mutu. I hope it was acceptable. Co-authors are a little bit easier for me. They are P.V. Vara Prasad and Kasim Al-Khatib. Please.
Thanks for the introduction. I welcome you all for the presentation of effect of ethylene binding receptor inhibitor 1-MCP on leaf senescence, flower abscission, and yield attributes of soybean under high temperature stress. Soybean is an important pulse crop in the United States of America. The yield of soybean is decided by number of pods per plant and the seed weight. Generally, 30-40% of flower and pod produced in soybean or get abscessed under normal situation. Whereas under high temperature stress, the abscission percentage still goes to 60-70%. The plants are having the ability to monitor and respond to high temperature stress by hormone signaling. Ethylene is an important hormone which is involved in seed germination to seed set, and the action of ethylene is mediated through binding with a specific receptor like ETR1 and ETR2. We all know that under high temperature stress situation, the production of ethylene is very high. So ethylene produced under high temperature stress could able to increase the relative oxygen species, namely superoxide radical and hydrogen peroxide content. Once the superoxide radical and hydrogen peroxides are produced in the plant system, that can able to limit the source activity, and it can also abscess the reproductive part. The source activity can be reduced by a decrease in photosynthetic rate and higher photorespiration and dark respiration, leading to carbon starvation, so the leaf gets senesced. And coming to the reproductive part abscission, increase in ROS causes alteration in the membrane fluidity, so the membrane becomes leaky, so the reproductive parts such as pods and flowers get abscessed. Hence, we have an opportunity, since the ethylene action is mediated through binding with the receptor. If you block that receptor, the action of ethylene will get delayed or get blocked. The commercial available product which can able to block the receptor is 1-MCP. That's why we are interested to hypothesis that 1-MCP cyclopropene can reduce the oxidative damage effects, namely leaf senescence and abscission of flower and pod caused by ethylene and high temperature situation. The objective of our studies were to quantify the effect of high temperature and 1-MCP application on flower and pod abscission of soybean, and to evaluate the efficacy of 1-MCP on minimizing or delaying high temperature stress, ethylene-induced leaf senescence, pod abscission, and some subsequent effect on yield. The experiment was designed in split-split plot design, and the temperature was considered in the main plot. And the optimum temperature was 28-18 day-night temperature, and high temperature was 38 and 28 degrees centigrade. We have chosen two varieties, LSO3 4993, KSO3 2897, and this was considered in subplot, and MCP treatment was considered in subplot. MCP was given to the soybean plants at flowering stage R2 at 1000 ppb for 5 hours, and thus after 2 days, the soybean plants were transferred from the greenhouse to the growth chamber, and the plants were exposed to various temperature regimes such as optimal high temperature. The duration of the stress was 14 days. And we have noticed that there is no phytotoxicity symptom of MCP in soybean after the exposure time. We have done 3 experiments. In the first experiments, we have measured the various physiological traits, namely the SPAT, the Lacquard membrane damage, and the PS2 photochemistry, photosynthetic rate, stromatal conductance, pigments, AAB and total, reduction sugars, sucrose, total carbohydrates, and membrane damage. And these parameters were recorded daily up to 7 days, and thereafter it was recorded in alternate days till 14th day of high temperature stress. In the experiment 2, we have recorded the RYS, superoxide radical, hydrogen peroxide, melaldehyde content on 2, 6, 10 and 14 day of high temperature stress, and yield and needle components like filled pots per plant, filled seeds per plant, seed size, filled seed weight were recorded harvest. And in experiment 3, we have quantified the ethylene production rate in the leaf on 1, 2, 3 and 6 day of high temperature stress. All the physiological and biochemical measurements were recorded on the fully expanded second trifoliate leaf from the top. And this leaf was tagged, and all this measurement was recorded continuously on the particular leaf to see for the senescence pattern. The results indicates that the physiological traits such as photosynthetic rate, conductance and SPAD and pH photochemistry are significantly altered by the temperature and MCP. And there was a significant interaction of the temperature and MCP for the photosynthetic rate, conductance and SPAD except Fe by Fm ratio. And the stress indices, namely superoxide radical, hydrogen peroxide, melaldehyde content, relative injury of the membrane and ethylene production in the leaf, were altered by the temperature, MCP, and the interaction of the temperature and MCP was significant for all the trait except superoxide radical and leaf ethylene content. And we have noticed a significant difference in the genotypes what we have used for all the traits except for the relative injury of the membrane. The biochemical traits, namely the pigments, proteins, carbohydrates, is getting altered by temperature, MCP, and here also we have noticed an interaction of MCP and temperature for all the pigment or for all the traits except chlorophyll A and sucrose content. The abscission rate and the yield parameters such as number of flowers produced per plant, number of flower abscessed per plant during the stress period, number of filled pots per plant, number of filled seed per plant, filled seed weight, seed yield were significantly influenced by the temperature and MCP, and the number of flower produced per plant and the number of flower abscessed per plant during stress condition alone shows a significant interaction of temperature and MCP. This graph explains the interaction of temperature and MCP from day 1 to day 19th of experiment. The line which is in green color represent optimum temperature with MCP, and the line in pink color represent optimum temperature without MCP. The line in blue color represent high temperature with MCP, and line in red color represent high temperature without MCP. And the results indicates that there were a significant interaction of MCP and temperature from the day 5 to end of the stress period, 14th day. And still can't goes to the recovery period also. And it also reveals that in both optimum temperature and high temperature, MCP could able to increase the photosynthetic rate. This is an average data of all the time series, which to just show about the effect of temperature and MCP. The bar in green color represent the photosynthetic rate in optimum temperature, and red color indicates the photosynthetic rate in high temperature. Bar in blue color represent photosynthetic rate of control plant, and bar in pink color represent the photosynthetic rate of MCP. Could able to see that high temperature stress reduce the photosynthetic rate by 16% and MCP increase the photosynthetic rate by 12%. This slide explains the total carbohydrate content of the leaf. The main effect was represented in the table, and the interaction of temperature and MCP was represented in the graph. High temperature stress increased the total carbohydrate content of the leaf by 34%, and MCP decreased the leaf total carbohydrate by 7%. Under high temperature stress situations, MCP reduced the leaf total carbohydrate content by 15%. The bars on green represents control plants, the bars on the pink represents MCP. This slide explains the pattern of accumulation of H2O2 content in the leaf. The main effects of temperature and MCP was highly significant. High temperature stress increased the hydrogen peroxide content by 85%, and MCP reduced the hydrogen peroxide content by 6%. The time series data shows that even though in both optimum temperature and high temperature the content of H2O2 is increasing, there is a sudden rise from day 2 to day 6 in high temperature, and the percentage of increase is still higher in high temperature compared to optimum temperature. If you see the effect of MCP, day 2 there were no significant effect, but the control plant had accumulated more amount of H2O2 on the day 6, and whereas the MCP treated plant had a reduced level of H2O2, whereas at day 10 and day 14 there were no significant effect, which indicates that the H2O2 content accumulation is very high, significantly higher day 6, which could able to cause a membrane damage, leads to reduced source activity. The ethylene production rate in the leaf reveals that high temperature increased the ethylene content by 103%, and MCP application reduced the leaf ethylene production by 13%. High temperature stress increased the ethylene content continuously from day 1 to day 6, and in optimum temperature up to 3 days there were no significant difference in ethylene content, and there was slight increase at day 6. The effect of MCP on ethylene production reveals that the control plant, more or less, it is maintaining the ethylene content, whereas the MCP treated plants are more or less maintaining the lower amount of ethylene, whereas control plant had a increasing trend of ethylene production rate in the leaf. The membrane damage of the leaf was assessed from day 1 to day 16, and this graph is an interaction of temperature and the day and MCP. Here you can see high temperature without MCP, which is represented as red, is higher than high temperature plants which are exposed to MCP. And also the same trend was also observed in optimum temperature. Those graphs which are in blue are optimum temperature without MCP, and green represent optimum temperature with MCP. So we can able to conclude that at both the temperature, at optimum and high temperature, the plant exposed to MCP had a lower membrane leakiness. So from this we can clearly visualize that the senescence pattern in the leaf can be delayed by reduced accumulation of H2O2 or membrane leakiness and increasing photosynthetic rate. These things are get altered by MCP. So the source activity is get enhanced by application of MCP at 1000 ppb at flowering stage. Coming to second the part, how the reproductive part is get affected by MCP application. The number of field pods per plant is increased by MCP application by 11%, and high temperature reduced the number of field pods per plant by 54%. And number of field seeds per plant reduced by 60% under high temperature stress situation, and the same was increased by 9% by MCP application. The bars in green represent optimum temperature, the bars in red represent high temperature, the bars in blue represent control plants, the bars in pink represent MCP treated plants. Field seed weight and seed yield more or less follow the same trend. High temperature stress reduces the field seed weight by 67% and MCP increase 5%. In total, high temperature stress causes 65% yield reduction. MCP has increased the yield by 14% in soybean plants. Our research highlights that high temperature 38 and 28 degrees centigrade causes stress in soybean during flowering stage, which results in early and faster leaf senescence, increased flower and pod abortion compared to control, that is 28 and 18 degrees centigrade. Foliar application of gaseous form of ethylene receptor inhibitor 1 MCP, 1 methyl cyclopropene at 1000 ppb partially reverted the negative effects created by high temperature stress through higher photosynthetic rate, higher pigmentation, reduced membrane damage, and reduced reactive oxygen species production, and reduce ethylene content. And yield, namely the filled seat's weight and the filled seat number, is also significantly influenced by MCP. 1 MCP reduces oxidative stress effect by increased photosynthetic rate, sucrose availability for mobilization to the developing seat, reduced accumulation of ROS and membrane damage, which has been reflected in higher yield in soybean. I wish to thank AgroFresh and Dr. P.V. Prasad and Dr. Mark for all green for their support. If any questions,
thanks.
Negative effects in terms
of a negative yield. MCP by itself without heat stress is negative compared to control.
It cannot be, no.
Okay, right there. Your MCP under control conditions is less than your.
This one, this is a mean graph which represents both optimum temperature and also high temperature of both the temperature. That is, it includes both the control of optimum and also the control of high temperature. Since the control plants and high temperature has a lower yield, since this is a mean, so the values get decreased.
You have a high temperature control there in the red bar, and then you have a.
This is a mean of temperature effect, and this is the mean of chemical effect. This is represent the main effect. If you go for interaction table T into C, you will be having MCP optimum temperature, MCP high temperature, then you will get a higher amount of yield in this blue bar and lower amount of this one in that one, reverse. So this, since this is a mean, it represents both. That may be the reason for that.
I think we need to stop there and continue the discussion.
Thanks.